Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Dr. Quentin Henning. He's here today to discuss SK Mining Corp. That's a recent sponsor of this show. It's also another company that Dr. Henning is a technical advisor to. SK Mining is actively exploring in the British Columbia's Golden Triangle, just a few kilometers south of the famous SK Creek high-grade precious metals and base metals project. And based on exploration to date, I believe there's a good reason to think that SK Mining could be onto something perhaps very similar, a volcanogenic massive sulfide type of target that they're looking at. From what I understand, and we'll hear more just in a minute from Dr. Henning about the geological prospects. But the stock trades in Toronto under the symbol ESK, ESKYF, over the counter in the U.S. is how I've purchased my shares, 138.3 million shares. Earlier today, trading at 81 cents in Canadian money, giving it a market cap of about $112 million. Well, for reasons that are understandable, when Dr. Henning gets involved in projects, that's usually attracts more people. You know, success attracts success, and Dr. Henning has had quite a run here recently over the last few years. So it's really great to have him with us again. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Henning.
Thank you, Jay.
It's really good to see this story come to life. I mean, I remember the SK Creek story, and it was really. As a matter of fact, I just looked up some statistics. SK Creek Gold, Silver, and Base Metals Project, it was the highest grade gold mine in the world when in production. The mine produced 3.3 million ounces of gold, 160 million ounces of silver, and an average grade of 45 grams per ton gold and 2,224 grams per ton silver. And now it seems that SK Mining, it seems as though maybe they're, for some reason, I guess, you have the reason to believe that you might have another one. And these, as I understand, a lot of these kinds of deposits are formed in clusters. Is that right?
That's correct. Look, VMS systems almost universally occur in districts. Little background, VMS systems, volcanogenic massive sulfide. They form on the sea floor. Anybody that's seen, you know, these documentaries on black smokers and like will know what I'm talking about. You know, you can Google them, you can YouTube them, you can find videos of these things. Basically, they're wonderful hot spring systems that occur in the bottom of the ocean, and as the hot waters come out of the ground, they precipitate real high grade, you know, oftentimes precious and base metal rich sulfide mineralization. So these kind of form mounds or pods of high grade sulfides. And, you know, if Mother Nature's quick enough to bury those under protective rocks, and then, you know, through later plate tectonics, these things get shoved up onto a continent, you can end up with basically district scale VMS systems. And, you know, almost universally VMS occur in camps. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So the hypothesis then for this lookalike project, could you just explain a little bit more about the geology, or perhaps go into the work that's been done so far to lead you to believe that you're onto something?
Sure. You gave a little background a minute ago. It was, you know, the SK Creek mine was a fantastic deposit, a little over 2 million tons at 45 grams per ton gold, and then a little over 2.2 kilos, believe it or not, 2.2 kilograms, not ounces, average. Not grams. We're talking kilograms of silver on average. That's just remarkable. Okay, but you know, it was the single highest grade gold mine, and certainly the highest grade VMS system on the planet. Okay, so where is it? It's up at the north end of an anticline. Basically, an anticline is kind of it's a geologic term from upfolded sequence of rock. And the SK Creek deposit sits right at the nose, right at the end, the northern end of this anticline. Skeena now holds the SK Creek project, and of course anybody following Skeena knows they've been drilling and building up a case for an open pitable deposit. They've made some very interesting discoveries lately. You know, previous to Skeena, the view was that the SK Creek deposit, which, you know, is kind of a stratiform thing, like a layer, it's tilted, but it's a layer, okay, that was all, you know, that's what you see is what you get kind of thing. Well, that's not true. as Skeena has drilled some deeper holes, they found a stack of these sulfide sequences at depth. So it's turning into a much bigger and much more complicated system than anybody previously perceived. But it's also a wonderful story. I don't know how many millions of ounces of gold equivalent they're up to. I think it's, memory serves, I think 3 or 4 million. I don't want to misquote, but you know, it's a big system, and it's high grade. Okay, it's gold equivalent grades, something like 3 or 4 grams per ton gold equivalent. Okay, can you imagine? I mean, that's like we're talking 1980s grades.
Yeah,
so that's a wonderful story, but. Okay, they got a very interesting project there, but if you look at the geology trends southward, okay, this anticline, this, and basically what this is the entire prospective belt of VMS, favorable host rocks, trends onto SK Mining's ground. I would say SK Mining holds something around 85% of the prospective ground for further VMS discovery in this region. That's great. Okay, so knowing that these things occur in clusters and that we have most of the prospective ground, let's go hunting for them, right? So I've kind of loosely been helping, or not, well, I guess, yeah, whatever, you know, like unofficially involved with SK for about 10 years. Good friend of mine, Tom Weiss, geophysicist, helps do their geophysics, and I actually put him in touch with Mac way back in 2010 or so. So I've been loosely, up to keeping up to speed. Silver Standard, of course, came in, did a joint venture. They actually had a very good drill hole and then, didn't further fund it. So, I think they had other priorities. They were had fish to fry somewhere. So they didn't follow through with the earning. But in my view, this thing is a killer project. Okay, so last year, Mac asked if I could help. I'm thinking, well, the precious metal market's coming around. This is a great time to advance a story like this. So I brought on friends of mine out of the Colorado School of Mines, Thomas Monicky, professor, well-known VMS expert. He did his dissertation at SK Creek, so he knows the thing inside and out. He also has a postdoc working with him, John DeDecker, and John is the project manager. Basically, they sat down, they took all the data, remodeled it, and said, wow, this is a big, big system, lots of potential. We did work this summer, geophysics, we did reviewing of historic core, identified numerous VMS systems on the property. You cannot swing a cat without hitting a VMS system in this thing. Okay, so we identified what we thought are the highest priority targets, TV and Jeff, which you can look at the map on our presentation, see their location. We started drilling. This is in August. We've now put two rigs on site. We're very excited. Very excited by what we're seeing. And we've been drilling aggressively. That the snow is going to start flying in about 2 days, so we're going to wind things down here. But we have had a wonderful, wonderful run of drilling, very productive. I think we'll hit around 4,500 meters. And quite frankly, as described in a news release a couple of weeks ago, we've already hit massive sulfide. We've seen lots of stockwork sulfide, like the feeder type stuff. And quite frankly, I think we're on to a very large system. Like, one of the things about VMS is they do occur in camps, but they also usually have different sizes. Like, you get anything from small tonnage, it's like 2 million ton like SK Creek. But you can get big ones, too. You can get 20 million ton VMS systems in that same camp. Okay, so who's to say there's not a bigger system in the region? Look, I don't want to sound too promotional here, but it's a fact of the matter is VMS can occur. They occur in camps, and they can occur in a spectrum of sizes as well. What we see at TV, Jeff, right now, we've got something like a kilometer and a half where we've got drill holes that we're seeing sulfides. It's open in both directions, north and south. Given our SkyTEM data and recent MT data and stuff, I would say the system's probably twice that size in length. Very exciting. So what are we hoping to get out of this? Look, if we get 15, 20 holes complete, I don't know how many we're up to. I can't keep track. But let's say we get 18 holes, I don't know, something like that, done by the end of the season. And let's say we see evidence of, a high-grade precious metal VMS in one or two of these holes. fantastic outcome. That gives us a target to go back to next May or June and start drilling again. I think we'll have it. I feel very good. I feel, we'll call it lucky. Okay, I think we're on to an absolutely immense system. It's stratigraphically in the right position. It's, it's in that SK sequence. We're seeing those additional mudstones like they see at Skeena. And I think we're gonna knock this one out of the park, quite frankly.
Yeah, as I look at the map, is this the SIB, the SIB target? There's a number of targets on this.
It's not SIB, believe it or not. That's where a lot of historic work's gone. And look, we will go back there and drill. We actually have a new model where we think we can find the rest of that system. We are at TV Jeff, which is on the east of the anticline. And believe it or not, this area hasn't seen drilling for 25 years. Okay. This is truly exciting, like wow kind of stuff, to see massive sulfide coming out of holes again and again over a big area like this. I would say we're onto a very big system.
Wow. Very exciting. The company is well financed, as I understand it, to get through this year. And I should mention that you have a 20% joint venture partner there that's a pretty good name company as well.
That's correct. So Kirkland has a 20% interest in part of our ground. We have two parts. The southern part is 100% owned. Northern part, which includes this TV Jeff area, it's kind of on the boundary, actually. Is 80-20, so 80% SK, 20% Kirkland. Mm-hmm. We expect them to contribute their share of this year's spend. Mm-hmm. But yes, we did some financing. Look, I brought some very strong hands to the table to help them with the finances a few months ago, and we have very strong financing. We've also seen some warrants get exercised. I think we'll be in a fantastic position. Now, I do want to be aggressive next year, given what we're seeing right now. As soon as that snow melts and we can get in there and start drilling again, I want to follow up immediately with an aggressive program.
Yeah, so this is an area that at one time, you've got infrastructure there now that you didn't have when Barrick was mining SK Creek, I think. And in fact, the reason they could mine then was because of the incredibly high grades. So I would think that the economics of projects here, including the Skeena project, the SK Creek project that Skeena's putting back, it should be very, very – I mean, it was amazing then, but now with good infrastructure, probably lower cost, I think lower cost energy and so forth too. So it all seems to be coming together well.
You have Skeena, but you also have Seabridge not too far away. Pretium not too far. Look, there's a lot of infrastructure you want in here. There's planned road corridors that actually go through our property and so forth. Look, these won't be overnight. Nothing can be built overnight, but this area is opening up. And funny enough, TV Jeff actually sits right in the kind of the epicenter of all this infrastructure development. So I think we're in a great position.
Oh, indeed. And so we should be looking for drill results, I guess, with just a minute left here. We got some drill results we should be keeping our eyes on. Then I guess what you'll do is you'll pull all the data together that you've assembled this year with your exploration work and then plan an aggressive drill program next spring.
That's correct. As far as assays go, what we've decided to do recently is because the labs are so backed up, we are going to try to carve out the highest priority bits of core and try to get those through the lab like as a priority. I'm not gonna, the labs are really backed up right now. Yes. Everybody knows this. But I want to get the assays back as quickly as possible. So we'll try to prioritize our core, get the most important bits through first, and hopefully have some news out within the next few weeks about some of this wonderful stuff we've been seeing.